give you an answer. Hahu avneto shokoyin godol loizel avneto shokoyin hedyin. The reason why b'shasti asiyah, the Torah says it separately, not the pshat was really done separately. Really it was done together. It just comes to teach us there were two different gartels. The gartel that the Kohen Gadol wore was not the same avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore. And that's the machlokes. As Rashi says, Tat Rashi Yomaloch, Hu avneto shokoyin godol loizel avneto. Kloima. Liyolam kruah de mitzavu adavkam. The Iker is the Vartez and Pasha Shemais. Not Bavasachet. It was done Bavasachet. We'll soon see what it means Bavasachet. Uve Yasiya. The Paginu, I, in Vayikra, it says it separately. The Lamdenu to teach us. Bo. Shein hu avnetim shovin. The two gartels were not the same gartel. Shenema b'maisa avnet shel Aaron Kohen Gadol. V'yas avnet shesh moshes were made out of linen. Tcheles blue wool. V'yagoma purple wool. Lamad nu shusho klayim. The kids are the one for the Kohen Gadol is made out of klayim. The shesh kitno. Because shesh means linen. U tcheles anra. Tcheles is wool. So the kids that had linen and wool together was made out of klayim. Now the avnet tabonim. Mashenke the avnet the gartel that the children wore. The Kohen Hedyot. The pasuk doesn't say clearly from what it was made. The Yashmir Nocher from this pasuk which teaches us the Avneto Shekoyin Godol Loizel Avneto Shekoyin Hedyot Shezel Shoklayim Bezel Shabutz. Hey, the Avneto Shekoyin Hedyot was only made out of butz, out of linen. It had no wool in it at all. That's why the term Vayikra says do it separately. But really, really, the mice was put on together. Now, what it means it was put on together is. The Ravada, first he was malbish, the Seder was like this. First Moshe was malbish, Aaron, he put on his michnasayim. That was the first clothing they always put on. First they put on their underpants. That came first michnasayim. Then uksainis. Then he put on his, like, a robe, the uksainis. V'yachakach malbish shnei elo levonim. Then, according to this man, the Yama, then, he put on the two begodim on the big day Kohen Hedyot also. The michnasayim and the uksainis. Now, Moshe went back to Aaron. V'chayger avnet liyaron. He went to put back an avnet the gartel on Aaron. V'yavnet lebonif. That's called bevasachas. That at the same time, and it's right after the avnet was put on Aaron, they put the yaron on the bonif. Umash to macher avnet chamisha begodim liyaron. Then after the avnet was done, then Chita, they went back to finish dressing Aaron with his five begodim, and then they put the mitznefes back on the bonif. That's the course of mandiyam was done together. What does it mean together? Like Abaye said, only the avnet was done together. That means first they put on the michnasayim and ksainas on Aaron, then the michnasayim and ksainas on the bonim, and then the gartel on Aaron and the gartel on the bonim. It doesn't mean mevasachas mamash. You can't do two things at one time. It just means right after he put the gartel on Aaron, right away he went to the sun to put the gartel on the sun. Mashenkin, according to the other man, the Yoma, that says no, it was done separately. Separately means that first they dressed Aaron completely from top ten. They put the michnasayim, the ksoines, the gartel, then the mil, then the choshen, the ephod, then the tzitz. He dressed Aaron completely. And then after that, they went to dress the big day Kohen Hedyot. That's this machlokes. Now, ulaman v'yoma, Aaron v'yachakach bonav, according to Maniam, it says, no, it was done separately. First they dressed Aaron completely, and then they dressed the bonav completely. The pasuk says, v'aksiv v'chagartel oisam avnit. Kafar the pasuk in Shemoy says they did it together. Mashma the avnet that koponim was done right after another. Or Malach, I'll have to answer you. Hahu kamashmalon that avneto shekoyin godol zeu avneto shekoyin hedyot. Enecham he argues. Like we said before, Rashi, the Torah doesn't say clearly how the avnet the gartel of the Kohen Hedyot was made. So this man the Yom says that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that they both had the same gartel. It was both made out of klayim, but not that it was mamish put on together. No v'yach keroy say avnet. Then the pasuk the pasuk in Vayikra that says Vayachkeroysay Avnei Vayachkeroysam Lomeli. Why does the other pasuk say separately? Is Shemamina to teach us Aaron Vayachakach Bonav. That's what this man the Yama holds. That the Yikra is what it says in Vayikra. That first he dressed Aaron completely and then he dressed the Bonim. Why does the pasuk in Shemai say Vechagartim Oysam to teach us? That the same gartel that was made out of klayim that was used for the Kohen Gadol, that was the same avnet that was used for the Kohen Hedyot also. So kids, that's the machlokes. Which avnet did the Kohen Hedyot use? Was it the same for the Kohen Gadol or a different one? Said the Gemara, "Ubavas sachas mimish kachas lo." Is it possible to say your mamish do it together? Like avnet is mamish, she dressed them both together. Like Rashi says, "Ubavas sachas mimish kachas lo." She hey Moshe levado ychoyger Chamisha b'nei odom kachas? Is it possible that he dressed all five at one time? How could that be? And the Gemara, lo tzrichel diaktin. It just means diaktin, he did one before the other. Rashi, loy bevasakas mamish kom. Not that the mamish put the gartles all together. El zeachazer. He tracked did Aaron first, but then right after the gartle of Aaron, the next thing he did was the gartle on the children. Avo beseder echod hoyu. Vloy hivsig deger achav in time. Hilbish Aaron kol begodov. Vloy chogar roysoy avnit. So Rashi's mamish cannot demiri. Because Rashi must what? First he dressed Aaron all his begodim. And then he put on Aaron's avnit. V'yechakach hilvish esbonov. Then he put on the children, Michnesayim and the Ksainis from its nefes, V'yachagach noslav ezavnetim. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns they dressed them completely first, and then the last two begotten to put on was the avnet. Before we said, the mirror learns not like that. The mirror learns that first you put the Michnesayim and then the Ksainis, and then the avnet went right away. And who are the children? And the avnet went right away. Saskis machoikis. Vaitam. Says again now Mishnah, u'mafrishin kohen gadol. The Mishnah says that shivis yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mafrish, we take the kohen gadol away from his house, from his wife, and we bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. Why do we have to separate the kohen these 7 days? For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. That was the whole sugya, the last five lot we had. Ila Rav Yechonon k'dislei. According to Rav Yechonon, he learns out from the Meluyim that just like by the Meluyim there was a mitzvah for the first 7 days, Aaron was separated, went into the Goyim Moed, who adin before it as a kohen gadol also has to be separated the first 7 days. Ila Resh Lakish, and according to Resh Lakish, it was k'dislei. He learns out from Hasinai that before you go to the Machmeh Shchinam, you have to be separated at least 6 days. So that's the mitzvah the Mishnah says about Mafrishin. So what's your big kasha, lama mafrishin? We have those sugyas here. And if the Gemara hoki koma, this is what the Gemara means to ask now. This is the new question of the Gemara. Mi beisai lama. Why does the Mishnah say we have to be mafrish to Kohen Gadol from his house, means from his wife? That was the question. I can understand good that Kohen Gadol has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, go into Makom Kedusha, to be rodel to do the avodah. But why can't his wife come along with him? That's the way some of Farshim learn. See Rashi? Mi beisoy loma pirish means me ishtoy. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Loma pirish. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Tovay ishto imosham. That's the Rashi learns the kasha. Let his wife come into the Beis HaMikdash with him. Sherei al korchach lishchas parhedrin lehoisa kedusha. His amada, this special room that we put the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's called lishchas parhedrin, was not really kedusha. It was not like part of the Yazorah. Why? Because if we were to have the Kedusha, Shein Yeshiva v'Yazorei l'Lamalkus Beis David. It's called Shechei Shechiva. That in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kedusha of the Yazorei, you're not allowed to sit there. Only for Malkus Beis David are they allowed to sit in the Yazorei itself. And Kol Shechei Shechiva, you're not allowed to sleep there. So here that the Kohen Gadol slept there for 7 days, Pshita, that room, the Lishkas Behedrin, did not have Kedusha in it. It wasn't part of the Kedusha of the Yazorei. Therefore, Rashi and the Kasha was, let his wife Mamish come home. Come in there. Some of us will know it wasn't pshat his wife should come with. She come into the Beis HaMikdash, but the pshat was let him go home at night though. True, let him come in the daytime to be in the Beis HaMikdash, get kedusha. But every night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's kasha. Hey, stamas mitzvahs prisha to be 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. True, be there the whole day, but at night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why did he have to stay away from his wife? Empty Gemara, Tanya Reb Yehuda ben Bisei Reiner. The reason is, Shema Timsa Ishtoi Sofik Nida. We're afraid maybe he's going to find his wife to be a Sofik Nida. And he'll have Tashmish with her. And if he's going to have Tashmish with his wife when she's a Nida, he becomes Tomei for 7 days, and he won't be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. He can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we Badaska take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife. Today he should not have Tashmish with her when she's a Nida. Freddy Gemara, Otto B'Rishoy Yaskinan, like we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. Are we talking about that he's a Russia, that he would go and have Tashmish with his wife when she's in Ida? Even a Safed Nida, he wouldn't go. He'll be a Safed Yerais L'Churma, he wouldn't have Tashmish with her. El, the Pshat is like this. The Safed is the Chshash is like this. El Hashemah Yovio Lishtoy. Avadah, no, Avadah now is not Eis Nidosoy. Avadah is not a Veset now. And she's Mutter to him. Now, maybe we're afraid that B'Shas Tashmish, he'll have Tashmish with his wife when she's Mutter to him. Are the tints of Safed Nida. But afterwards, they're going to check the Edim, like we'll soon see. They used to check themselves after Tashmish. They used to wipe themselves with a cloth to see if there's any dam there. and maybe afterwards when they wipe themselves, they're going to find neither. They'll find dam on the cloth, and should be a suffix neither. So therefore, we don't want this tzavad. He's a tzaddik, but he's an oinus. But even though he's an oinus, lamaisa, if he did have tashmish with his wife, and she wasn't neither, then even though he didn't know about it, he's tummy for 7 days, and he won't be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So that's why Mishnah says we would ask you to take him away from his wife for 7 days. Rashi says, "Brishoy askinon sheyobi asofik nida ela min sheme yobi alishta verakach timtza asofik nida she timtza dam ala sadin shekonchaboy." We're afraid she's going to find some blood later on the cloth that she wipes herself with. When you do, we're not going to know in b'shas biya hoya vodam zeh or liyacha biya. We don't know. That's why the Gemara says lashon sofik nida. As if your mama see the blood coming out right now b'shas tashmish, that's not called a sofik nida. That's called like a vada nida. The Russians speak out like such a lashon. We don't want to say about a kohen gadol like he was mamish b'roil nida mamish. So Gemara would rather use a lashon. It was a sofik nida. Sofik nida means we don't know for sure if the dam that we find now in isha was there before b'shas tashmish. That means after tashmish, the isha wipes herself and she finds some dam. We have a sofik now with this dam just come out right now after the husband went away. So then the husband is tor, or was this dam there even b'shas tashmish? Then he's tummy. The law is if somebody's boiling Isha when she's an Ida, even the man that spoiled her is also tummy for 7 days. If that would happen, he'd be asked to come to the Beis Midrash on Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's a chash, the Mishnah makes a takona, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife. So the Gemara, Omru Rabbonin Kaimad Rab Chizda. The Gemara said, the Rabbonin said in front of Rab Chizda, Keman, who is this chash go like? Who does Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesever go like? The Chura Krebe Kiva. He goes according to Krebe Kiva Shita. The Yoman Nida Metam Ez Boilo. That he holds this Dinyan of Nida, which means we don't know Vade she was Nida B'Shas Tashmish. In this case, like we just said, where after she had the Tashmish, she checked herself, and she found the Dam afterwards, that's really called like a Tumas Yom Kinek. There's a tumas mace lace, so in other words, we don't know vadi she's tummy. It's only suffix. Do we say that lamafreya she was vadi tummy, and the husband is also tummy? So that's Rabbi Kiva shita. So who are only going according to Rabbi Kiva? The Yoma Rabbi Kiva says neither metames boila. The rabbonin, because if it goes according to rabbonin, who amri the rabbonin say ain neither metames boila. Now it doesn't mean mamish and nida is not metames boila. That's a pasuk in the Raisam that if you boil an isha when she's nida, you become tummy also. So the shal, like we just said, that b'shas tashmis, we don't know vadai, she was a nida. It's first afterwards that she checks herself, and she finds out she's tummy. So Rabbi Kiva says, even though we first know later that she's tummy, we say meis leis, 24 hours before that, we also know that she was vadai tummy. If she touches any tyrus, anything, becomes tummy. So Rabbi Kiva, she there is, and this is man of meis leis, the husband also becomes tummy. The rabbanim say no. If you first know she becomes tummy later, even though for tumah, we make a tummy 24 hours before, that's only filchus tumba, but not letames boila. So, since our Gemara says the sofik is the kain gadol, a sofik boa lishta nida, that means we don't know vadi she was a nida b'shas tashmish. We first find the dam later. So, you first see the dam later to say that he should become tummy, the chur is only according to Rabbi Kiva and not according to Rabbonin. So, Gemara says no. Gemara says, afilu taima Rabbonin. Maybe Rabbi Yudu Ben Mesever even goes according to Rabbonin Shita. That Ad Khan up until now, loy pligi Rabbonin led Rabbi Kiva. When does the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Kiva to say that if the Ishta had Tashrim is 12 o'clock, and at 12:30 she finds Dam, that when do we say that only Rabbi Kiva said that when she finds Dam 12:30, we say she's Tomei for 24 hours before that, and since they had Tashrim during that time, the husband becomes Tomei. Ela b'yachar b'achar. Only if she first found the Dam, like a good few minutes after the Tashrim. That's where only Rabbi Kiva says the husband is Tamei, and not the Rabbonin. Avo b'chad acher, just one short time after the Tashmish, I will soon see Rashi, the time it takes her to wipe herself and clean herself and look, like a few minutes, a minute, that first minute that she makes the bedikah right away and finds Dam, then Moidulei, then even the Rabbonin are Moidu, that the husband has a Tumah Shiva. So that's what we're talking about here also, that we're afraid they'll have Tashmish, and right after Tashmish, the Isha will check herself, not mamish the first second. Lamaisa, there are three zmanim. There's one zman is right after the husband comes out of his wife. If she checks herself that second and she sees blood there, then we say that's like vaday. For sure there was dam there b'shas tashmis, then the husband is vaday tummy. Another zman is she doesn't check herself the next second. She like waits a minute and then she checks herself. Then also the rabbanim amoidom that the husband becomes tummy. But there's a third zman of achar, after right away, after this next minute, then she first checks herself, that's the machlokes. That the Akiva says, even then, the husband is still tummy, and that Rabbanan say no. Since she first found the dam, like a few minutes later, we say, it's only tumul mafreya vilkos tyrus, but not the tamas baila. So the kid said, this dinner of Yehudah ben Masayro could come out according to Rabbanan also. Let's see a little bit Rashi here. Rashi commands Rabbi Akiva, the Yama Roya Dam Metames Boilom, Lemafreya Kol Meis Leis. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Whenever the Isha becomes Tomei, 24 hours before that, we say she was Tomei, and the husband who was Boilom then is also Tomei. That Rabbi Akiva Shita was Kishem Shagozru, She Metame Tyrus Meis Leis, the same with the Tikkun the Rabbonin, that Meis Leis she's Metame, even Tyrus, Lemafreya, who are then she's Metame the husband. Opuktail Mesech to need a Perakola Yod, some Kola Yad. Vachi Tanan, Derech Benois Yisrael Meshamshes Mishnei Edim. The Derech was, right after Tashmish, they would check themselves. Echad Loiv Yechad Lo. One aid, like one shmat, the one cloth was for him, and one for her. Now, Nimtzal Shaloi, if after Tashmish the husband checked himself, he wiped off his aver, and he found blood on it, then we say, Tumeim Shneim Kol Shiva. The Vadai Hoyadam Meshaz Biya, Shein Derech Ish Lot Seif Menel Dam. It's not a steger for man to have his own blood there. So Mestomav, he has blood on his aver, that was blood from his wife, Peshat Tashmish. So then we say, Vadeh, he was Boilo Nidah. Nim Sal Shalor, what about if we don't find on his, now we only find she wipes herself and finds Dam, Oisim, if she finds it right away, Hu Loshim Miyad, Beloshim Yovich, Akon Chab, Appreciates Yitzias, Hashamish, his right after the husband went out, she wiped herself right away, is Miyad Timei and Vadeh. Also, that's a Vadeh, the Dam was there before Peshat Tashmish, and even the husband is Tomei Vadeh. What about Nimsalach Azman? She didn't check herself right away. Kaloima, Sheachiko B'diko, she waited a little bit, then Tumei Misofi. Then it's only Sofi, the husband is Tomei. V'yezu Achazman, where's this Achazman that our Gemara says, even the Rabbonim Amoido, that's Kadesh Yoterid Menamito, the time that it will take her to get off her bed, for the Tiyachas Paneh, and wipe herself, and wash herself there, Shomata, to wipe it, to wash herself there. V'yachakach Metamim Yesleis, V'yeinu Metamis Boilom. But if she waits longer than that, that's the third shear, and she wipes herself after that zman, then, according to the Rabbanan, she's only Tamal Mafreya, Vilchus Tyrus, but not Lutumis Baila. So the kid said, that's a Yudu Ben Mithayrus Chash. We're afraid maybe right after Tashma she'll check herself, and she came out she Adam, so the Kohen Godel will be Tummy for 7 days, he won't be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why those 7 days, we take him away from his wife. So the Gemara though, Omer Abzeira Shema Mina. From now on, Mishnah, we're going to have a Raya now, according to Yehuda ben Seira, that Boyo Nida ain't a Kanida. When the husband becomes Tomei from Boyo's wife, if she's a Nida, is not the same Malacha like Nida. What does that mean? For Toivul Biyoin, he's allowed to go to the Mikvah on the seventh day. Dear Yarm with Boyo Nida Kanida, if you're going to tell me the Boyo Nida, the husband, has the same Malacha like his wife, like a regular Nida, that she can only go to the Mikvah the night of the seventh day, after the seventh day, she can't go in the daytime. Hey, Ziyam, with boy on either Kenido, Amos Tovel. Obviously, when then could the Kohen Gadol be Tovel? The Laila, he has to be Tovel at night time. Obviously, Lamach or Eichi Yavar Avoida. If he's first going to be Tovel at night time, that's the night of Yom Kippur, how can you do the Avoida on Yom Kippur itself? Well, boy, Harash Shemesh, that's the Lachem. After you go to the Mikvah, then you have to first wait for Shkia to come. So if you're going to tell me now the Kohen Gadol, he only goes away from his wife 7 days. So if he's that first night, he's coming out for 7 days. He can't go to the mikvah till the night after the 7 days, which is the night of Yom Kippur. So if he goes to the mikvah that night, he can't do the avodah the next day in Yom Kippur, because he has to go to the mikvah before Shkia. Elo lashma min luchur etzaraya, that boyo nida ain't a kanida. That even though he's a boyo nida, and he's tummy for 7 days, but the lochur is on the seventh day itself, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. So on Erev Yom Kippur, the seventh day, the Kohen Gadol will go to the Yom Kippur, because they have night time, he'll have Harash Shemesh, and the next day he'll be allowed to do the Avoida. So it's a raya that a boy on Nida does not have the same halach like the Nida itself. Rav Simon Ben Adoy says no. Even if you want to tell me no, a boyal nida, the husband, when he gives birth to his wife, when she's a nida, has the exact same halacha. He's tummy for 7 complete days, and he can first go to the mikvah that night. It's really we separated from his wife more than 7 days. Not only 7 days, really it's a little bit, it's like before shkia, before the 7th day, we also separated from his wife. So that the 8th day really before, that's the 1st day. So he'll have 7 days before Erev Yom Kippur, and then he'll go to the mikvah the night of Erev Yom Kippur, and he'll be Torah. And the reason why he only says 7 days, not 8 days, because it's not a complete 7 days. It's not a complete 8 days. It's only a complete 7 days you're taking away from his wife, and just a little bit, like an hour of the day before. So that's why the Mishnah only says 7 days. But maybe really the Mishnah means you have to separate him from his wife 8 days. They had Lu Yitzriya that first day, he was burned with his wife, she was a Nidum, he'll only have to wait 7 days. The night of the 7th day, which is the night of Erev Yom Kippur, he'll go to the mikvah, and the next day he's Torah. So maybe there's no raya from this din. Meisvei. There's a cloud called Chayvitz Filos. Whoever has to go to the mikvah, Tfilos and Beyoin. They're allowed to go even by day. The only two is not like that is Nida of Yoledis. Anisha to Nida, or Yoledis, she gives birth, Tfilos and Belayla. So these are the only two that have to go to the mikvah at night time. So Gemara says, Nida in, Boyal Nida Lai, it's mash only the Nida, the wife has to. But if the husband doesn't have to go at night, he could even go by daytime. So Gemara says, no, here's no Raya. Hatayim means Nida v'chol diyosim rebuyim. Nida and anything that has Tumah like a Nida. So the husband that's Boyal's wife when she's Nida, his Tumah is a rebuy from Nida. So just like Nida needs to go at nighttime, maybe the Boyal Nida also maybe needs nighttime. There wouldn't be a Raya from here that he could do it by daytime. Mate, we have another Kash, another Raya. Balkeri Kimaga Sheretz. Balkeri, he says, Zera comes out of him. He has a lock like the same tumas of a Sheretz. That means he goes to the mikvah any time, and after her, Shemesh, he's Tor. Boyal Nida Kitomi Meis. A Boyal Nida has the same lock like Kitomi Meis. Then what does it mean? My love, let's feel him. That just like Kitomi Meis, on the 7th day, he's let her go to the mikvah. Who was in a Boyal Nida? On the 7th day, he can go to the mikvah. So it's right, clearly, he doesn't have to wait till the night time. He can go by daytime, just like Kitomi Meis. Somebody touched the mace. Somebody says, Loi. Maybe this din means the Tumasin. To tell us that they both have the same din Tumah. Fred Gemara, Tumasin Bedik Sibu. You don't need a drosha for that. That's nothing a posik. Hi Tumah Shivak Sivdei. Vai Tumah Shivak Sivdei. Thy bite, if you touch your mace, the Torah says you tell me for 7 days. If you boil a nida, the Torah says you tell me for 7 days. So stamp to say they both tell me for 7 days. I don't need a Mishnah Braisa. That's nothing a posik. So Chiru, the Braisa tells us this Kiddush. That they have the same halachis that the boyal nida could be toivel by daytime. That's the chiddush. Elo lav the tefilosim. The chiddush of the brayser is that they're allowed to both be toivel by daytime.